This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
Mr.
sneeze.
Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It All. What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies. It's the Beanies here, back with another show and tell. And today we're talking to Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
Hello, Beanies. My name is Dylan. My favourite song is D.R. Toes of Fart and Where Does My Poo Go? It's really funny because it has a toilet flushing. They made me laugh.
Yeah, it is really funny.
Yeah, it's all about learning about where does my poo go.
You know, we were doing a show the other day up in Noosa, and we get the sound people to play Beanie songs before the show starts. And then we had hundreds and hundreds of people listening to Where Does My Poo Go all at the same time. We thought that was really funny.
Yeah, it is a very silly song.
I learned something interesting about toilets the other day.
Go on. Do tell.
Well, I learned, maybe this is common knowledge, but I didn't think it was this bad, but you have to put the toilet seat, the whole seat down all the time, especially when you do number twos, because when the toilet flushes, all the particles from the poop go into the air, and if your toothbrush is out on the bathroom sink, then you might get poo particles on your toothbrush. So you have to close the whole lid, especially when you do number twos, because otherwise you get poo particles on your toothbrush. Michael Beanie's face says he did not know this.
That was a lot. That was a lot of information.
Have you been brushing your teeth with poo?
I mean, previous to before.
I poop accident.
Well, brushing my teeth? No. Yeah, I brush my teeth. Maybe with poo particles.
So what did we learn?
Put your toilet seat down.
Nice.
Nice.
When you flush your toilet.
I have a pet dog named Scooby. He's a cavoodle and he likes pats, kisses, licking, play with his toys. He's got this for his birthday. How's old King Louis?
He's a cavoodle.
Just like King Louis.
Yay. Oh, King Louis is very cute, so I'm sure your puppy is cute as well.
Yeah, King Louis is so cute. He looks more like a little teddy bear than a little doggy.
He does.
And he does love cuddles and licking and toys.
Oh, he loves toys.
Loves toys. His current favourite toy is a koala that he's done lots of chewing on. And lots of licking off, so it's a bit gross.
But it's a toy koala.
A toy koala, not a real koala.
Just to clarify.
Does your doggy like kisses and licking too, Mim?
Yeah, she does. And she likes patting us. She like put her little paw on us. Oh. She's patting us back.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That she also likes being naughty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She likes barking in people's faces.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, King Louis woke me up this morning with a little lick on the end of my nose because we sleep in the same bed. And he sometimes sleeps, well, a lot of the time, he sleeps all the way under the covers. And so when he wants to wake up, he comes up out of the covers and he goes, ooh, and then he licks me on the nose and that's how he wakes me up.
That's how he wakes me up. He's like, time to go.
Good morning.
Time for morning walks. Is that the morning walk?
I'm hungry.
Or breakfast?
No, he hates morning walks. He gets really angry when I take him out in the morning because it's too cold. He only likes nighttime walks.
Oh, Louie dog.
If I try and walk him in the morning, neither of us like morning walks, and he just goes.
He does huff.
He huffs a lot.
He's a huffer.
He is.
He huffs. And when he's not happy about something, he'll just look at you and go.
Have you ever seen a dog that doesn't want to walk all the time?
That is outrageous. Yeah. He's like, God, do you want to come for a walk, Louis? He's like, no.
No. In the morning, he doesn't like me putting his harness on. But at nighttime, if I'm like, do you want to go for a walk? He's like, yes, please. But in the morning, I get his harness out and he's like, really? It's still sleepy time.
I really like your short and every day. How is Egbert doing? I like helping you solve problems and mysteries.
Oh, what a great question, Dylan. So for mini beanies who don't know about Egbert, Egbert is a very special egg that's in our stage show called The Beanie's Extraordinary Day.
And we have to look after Egbert for a day. And, you know, not giving too much away of what happens in our story, but it does not go well.
Well, yeah, but it all works out in the end. And actually, that show is still going to be on tour for a while longer. So we've had lots of shows already, but we're also going to be coming to Wollongong and Bathurst, and we're going to be coming to Victoria next year as well. I know lots of mini beanies live in Melbourne. So we get to see everybody real soon. So you can go to our website and see if it's coming to a town near you real soon.
Yeah. And also after that show, we always hang around and say hi to everyone. So if you want to meet us in person, you should definitely come to the show.
Yeah. And that's where we met Dylan.
Yeah.
It is.
Egbert's doing great. He's been travelling around a lot, though. Mm. He's been going on lots of big car trips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he goes in a very special box when we go travelling so he doesn't get damaged.
Yeah, because he's an egg, so we got to look after an egg.
Yeah, we got to keep him safe and keep him warm and don't lose him.
No, no, we can't lose him. Actually, Egbert is getting a bit of a makeover.
He is. He's getting a bit of a spruce up by our puppet maker, Kay.
Yeah. Yeah, Egbert's a little bit tired, so he's getting some work done to him, so he's getting a bit of a spruce up.
Yeah.
So we should have done a before picture so we could have done an Egbert glow up.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, if you're listening to this after the Sydney shows, which I think you will be, he'll be nice and fresh for those ones.
Fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs.
Get your eggs here, fresh eggs. But you can't have Egbert, he's ours.
Yeah, during our live show, we had to solve a lot of problems and mysteries, and Dylan, we needed your help.
You did such a good job.
We always need help from the mini beanies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to Show and Tell, Dylan.
Yeah, thanks, Dylan. Thank you so much for sending in a Show and Tell, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we love seeing you, Dylan. Thanks for sending a Show and Tell so we could hear how you're going.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Do you have a question for the beanies, like,
what is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like,
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It's
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh, man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.